This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
All right, so I have positive news to start the 4 o'clock hour. Your Detroit Football Lions have received a completely clean bill of health.
Oh.
The only guy who is not healthy and will not play, not of the guys that are out for the year, is Frank Nwosu or whatever his name is. Nobody cares. Everybody else is back. McNeil's back. Onwuzurike's back. Taylor Decker is back. DJ Reader is back. Clean bill of health. That's just massively positive news. It only furthers my confidence. They're absolutely going to win this game. I just don't do what Cookies does. Oh, they're going to win by 78 points. That will never be me. Never. So, David, ticket text, but that's great news for Lions fans. When's the last time they had a clean bill of health? It's been a minute.
It's been a long time.
You got 4 games to go. Now, you don't have to win this one, but it wouldn't hurt to do it. Plus, it'd be fun. It's America's game of the week. David.
Someone's saying, hey, guys, I learned to love Banquet Salisbury Steak in college and still indulge occasionally, but bring on the raccoon. That is Rob in New Baltimore. Ugh. Xavier Legette can catch raccoons, but not footballs. Maybe he should worry about that.
That was so hard to watch because I'm like, that's the season. Like, that is the Lions would have been mafioso made men. Or whatever you got to do to get into Rico's frat. You're made. Made. Founders Day made. Crested blazer made had they won. It was in his hands. Side note, Bryce Young may be okay.
Oh.
I mean, Canales, body language good. He's performing. They're playing well. They're trying. And
so maybe they don't have to draft another quarterback.
That's all I'm saying. I don't know. No one here cares. This isn't Charlotte Radio. I'm sorry. David, go ahead.
Someone says, Algonac, Michigan has a muskrat fest, and they eat them by the ton. That is
J-Dub. Okay, but time out. What is the difference between a muskrat and then Xavier Legette of the Panthers eating raccoons? Is a muskrat the same level of scurvy? What is a muskrat?
It has rat in it.
I should be asking Kenny. Kenny, what's a muskrat?
You're one hick reference away from me walking out of here, all right? You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Oh.
Well, then.
It's okay when you order your little cute pizza and you bust my balls. You stop it right now, mister.
You know, I was wondering what I was going to do for dinner. Now I think I figured it out.
There you go. Well, maybe Ethnically Insensitive Logos by Kenny.
Maybe I shouldn't read this one in, Kenny.
Go ahead.
Read it.
Country raccoons taste better than city ones, right, Kenny?
I think you'd vouch for that.
Oh, it's a lot of raccoon and Kenny coming in. I'm going to just move past those.
He's hurting after what the Wings did to all of us last night. He's not in a good mood. And the sad Kenny meme, Kenny shared it with the world. That's how bad the Wings were last night. That's how angry he is. We did start the show talking about that. Odyssey.com Rewind. And I went down a bit of a rabbit hole. This Wallman trade, where they gave him away and gave away a second-round pick, got nothing back. Wallman for the Sharks, 22 minutes of ice time a night, 20 points, 26 games. And meanwhile, you got nobody who can get the puck out of your own zone. And it just, you ask these questions. If any other GM in town made that kind of trade, they would be eviscerated. But Yzerman gets the whistle by the graveyard. Truly remarkable. And you're looking at Petrie and all the unsavory defensemen no one likes here. So you can listen to it. We started the show with a couple segments.
It says, love reading the injury report, so the Lions should have a fresh set of D-linemen. Reader, Levi Pascoe having 2 weeks off with McNeil. I'm with Costa. Give me the Lions at -9.5. Jason in Chicago.
Out of your damn mind. Just win the game, boys. That's it. And again, you're rested. Bills had cross-country travel. You're at home. Go win the game. And I think you have the biggest mismatch in the game, which is your offensive line against their light front. both in alignment and on a personnel basis.
Someone is answering your question. They're from Algonac. They says the muskrat is something you don't want to eat. It is a mix of beaver and raccoon. That is from Don.
Somebody call Xavier Leggett. He'd be pumped up.
He probably would.
What are we doing here?
When Xavier, all right, for people who are joining, Xavier Leggett is the wide receiver from Carolina who is made fun of because he makes Darius Slay sound like a New Yorker. Xavier Leggett is the most country accent I've ever heard. I'll play this for you in a moment. He's on Amon-Ra St. Brown's podcast, and somehow it came up of Xavier Leggett very proudly saying he hunts, kills, skins, and eats raccoons. Like, he likes it. And I'm like, I wanted to throw up. Amon-Ra almost walked off the set of his own podcast. So here, you want to hear the audio? Guy, listen to this accent.
Wow. You know what, Mike? I got a lot of people from the country. I mean, the deep part of Louisiana.
Right. The bayou, the rules are different. Even that's out of bounds.
I mean, even my cousin Dexter and Benito don't sound that country.
Oh, no. That is a level of country. The only thing I've ever heard like that is Darius Slay.
I was about to say, that's Boomhauser from King of the Hill right there, where you're just like, what? What did he just? You need an interpreter. What did he just say? He said, go up the street and over to the left. Coon. No. Just say no. David, it's not many things that my father impressed on me, but that was one. Never, ever, ever eat that.
So if you're wondering why it came up, and then we made a Kenny Possum reference, and the whole point was, Xavier Leggett hurt us last week. If he catches the ball, he beats the Eagles. Then you find out this guy is all hopped up on raccoon meat, and you're like, I can't even employ this guy. This is ridiculous behavior.
Was he Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation?
Wait a minute. I need a side-by-side. Is caller Ed Xavier Leggett's dad?
One more time, David.
Man. Oh, man.
I just like how he contracted Thanksgiving. Thank you.
It's like, thank you. It's like Wheel of Fortune, except seven letters are missing.
Thank you.
Simmas. You mean Christmas?
Christmas.
So guys, yes, we're talking Lions and Bills.
So how do you I would have just how do you prepare? I would have went the whole nine yards if I was I'm out.
Look, I've never really personally prepared it.
Deep fried?
No.
Stew.
Well, we had an adventure with it for Christmas. My grandfather didn't tell us. It looks just like roast. So you just literally, it was sitting like looking like a roast. And no one knew.
So you just cook it like a roast?
Yes.
Wait.
My grandfather's from the country. So yeah. Him and his brother.
Did you eat it?
Country? I didn't eat it. What country exactly?
What do you mean?
Oh, brother.
Go the country.
Like down south?
Yes. Mississippi.
Yeah. Oh, no! Now, see, once you say that, I get it. Because
Arkansas, yeah. Louisiana.
That's a different world.
No, it's not America. Right. It's the planet Nebular. It's outer space.
You're right.
It's insane. Rural Mississippi, one of the scariest places I've ever been in my life.
Oh, it is.
Arkansas?
When it gets dark.
I haven't been there. I can't speak to it.
You know what? It's the same.
Okay.
It's Spider-Man meme.
So it's just because I've never been to Arkansas. I've been everywhere else.
It's Spider-Man.
Like it's an adventure. I've been everywhere else.
Can we just do the side-by-side one last time? God. Tremendous. All right. Who said it is next?